All right, boys and girls, let's get started. If you are new or clueless or otherwise have no idea what's going on for some reason, we do Firesides in conference, Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com, where you can have debates with DNAME posters. We expect things to be a little bit low today. There is a time zone shift. Freedom Land has gone into daylight savings time mode. So a lot of our Euros are naturally going to be confused about our Fireside being an hour off its normal time. I apologize on behalf of Freedomland, I guess. I don't know. I think daylight savings time is terrible, and I wish globally, if I abruptly took over the world one day, one of the first things I'd do would be to get rid of the shit. Yeah, like, it's one of those archaic problems where nobody wants to, like, deal with it. There is some discussion about getting rid of DST here in Freedomland, but it hasn't actually gone anywhere. Hope springs eternal, though. Alrighty. So, I want to talk about the general war situation. We're going to do our usual war overview so people have an understanding of where we are, where we're going. Then we're going to be talking about some of the pretty crazy projects that we are going to be launching on this Fireside. We are going to be doing a second founding project. We'll be talking about that in a moment. And that'll be towards the end of the Fireside, because I expect a lot of the questions are going to be about that. So here's where we stand. As you guys know, we are just like last week. We are here in Delve. We're not going anywhere. The bad guys are shooting our keep stars. We are losing keep stars here and there. That will continue until such a time as we have the forces and the opportunity to do what we did in M2. I want you guys to go back and think about what life was like before M2, and you'll realize that M2 was a completely irrelevant keep star that was never of any real strategic significance, except that the enemy fucked up, and then we seized upon that opportunity to punish them. And we are doing that again. The enemy is here. We have a bunch more keep stars left. They are attacking those keep stars. We are going to be defending those in Euro time because, as we announced last week, our Citadel defense is in Euro time now, which took us a month to get to due to the way that CCP has vulnerability delays. And that is essentially where we are. We are lining up opportunities for another M2. US time zone is on Sov defense, and we go from there. That would be a pretty shitty stance to be in if there wasn't a whole bunch of other useful strategic things happening outside of the Delve Theater. I don't mean to say that lining up another M2 is not strategically useful, but the chat I was watching in Elysium just before the Fireside was, what are we doing in Delve? Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? Da, 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 da. The reason why we're on D in Delve doing what we're doing is we're lining up opportunities for another chance to take a swing at their Titans. When they have been blowing up our keep stars, you can feel free to make fun of them for this. They are opting for the single most cowardly no fights available option for this because they don't want to get M2'd again. So essentially, I want you guys to continue to expect we're going to try to take fights on keep stars when we can. We're going to try to seize these opportunities when they fuck up to pick a Titan fight and kill them. And in the meantime, just get used to seeing keep stars periodically being defended, periodically not being defended. This is the same thing it was before M2, and we're going to just keep going through it. It is the case. There is no evacuation. There is no retreat. We are standing here in this fire. We asked our allies to stand in the fire at the start of the war. It is our turn. And one of the reasons why I'm happy about this, I'm not like, oh, wow, this is necessarily wonderful fun, but it's important and it's necessary work because, as we're going to be talking about a lot today, while we are here in Delve doing this, lining up the next M2, Legacy is losing almost all of their regions at an escalating rate. And this is something that you need to look at the facts for, because otherwise it might just sound like I'm making excuses. And conveniently, we have, I'm very happy about this. I think this is his helping the Alliance F2. I included this link in the broadcast. Cypher Lionheart has been taking tabs of everything that has been happening on the Legacy side of the aisle. If you are part of the Initiative, if you are part of the Bastion, if you're part of one of our groups that is doing the independent counteroffensive stuff, i.e. burning down Impasse, MNC has already been torched, Faith Abelis is currently in the process of falling. We're going to be going through all of these charts and graphs and stuff on the meta show again, because it drives the bad guys crazy when we reinforce the fact that Legacy is just, what, they're going to be colonizing Delve while losing all their shit behind them, and if we break and run, then great. But oh, wait, well, we can't break and run. We're here. We're committed. We're doing this. So that's cool. Let me bring this up over here. Pardon me, my Fireside Notes just got logged out of my Goonswarm email. There we go. So let me look at Elysium, and let me look over here. All right, cool. So what does this mean? What are we doing? Every Keepstar that you see gets sieged is an opportunity to line up another F2. This is all going to be on our Euros for our Keepstar defense. That is where we are. While we're doing that, I was asking RFCs earlier today in the Illuminati meeting. We've had really good success with the F2 stuff. Somebody please link the Cultural Revolution thread. It's sticky to TWR in Elysium, please. So the Cultural Revolution, if you've been away for a couple weeks, a few weeks back, we said it is no longer enough to just be an F1 monkey in the Imperium, and we are going to be doing something more than that, right? We are expecting people to do two things in fleet and two things to assist the Alliance. I told you you would be hearing about this until the end of time, and you are going to be hearing about it. Now, the good news is that I have positive things to report. When I ask the fleet commanders, are you guys doing more? The answer I'm getting is yes, and it's great. One of the things we asked you to do last week was, if you don't know how to help out a given fleet, at the start of a fleet that you join, ask your fleet commanders what they need. Do they need more boosts? Do they need more Dictor alts? Do they need more Bouchers? Volunteer your F2s to the FCs such that they get the support that they need and deserve. So that's really positive. Like, when you launch a Cultural Revolution, and I'm like, okay, so like, have people been doing the fucking F2 thing? Have they been doing what they need to do? Are they helping you? When I hear, yeah, it's been great, people have been doing it, that's exactly what we want. We want our fleet commanders to be happy with the level of support that they are getting from the line, because it is a team sport. All of this stuff, any given fleet is a team. We must all work together to advance the needs of our group in any given fleet, and of course, as a coalition as a whole. So I'm delighted by that. That is cool. So what else do we have? I want to talk about headhunters, and then I want to get into the second founding stuff. The second founding stuff does directly relate to the F2 thing, so we're bringing that up again. I want to make sure that everybody's up to speed on that. And then we're going to get into some hilarious sociology land. All righty. One of the other things I want to point out, I linked the Burning Legacy thread in the broadcast that I sent out. This is a good example, like I said, of a Alliance level F2. This dude was like, hey, people are talking about what's happening outside of Delve. Holy shit, a lot of things are blowing up. Our line, our guys in the trenches in Delve, who are taking the brunt of the hostile offense, need to see that other things are actually happening besides me just telling you that things are happening. I prefer evidence. It's better that way. So that's cool and good. We want to see more of that. And I want to encourage you guys who are talking about doing more in Delve to do more in Delve. Like, we have this head. I'd like somebody to link the headhunter bounty payment thread in Elysium as well. We are throwing ISK at everyone to get out there to fight, to hack hubs in Delve, to hack all of the enemy shit that you can get your hands on and get a SOV laser on it. Go nuts. We are not hurting for ISK, and we are delighted to help incentivize you to murder the bad guys, working with the fleets, working independently, and potentially working with your SIGs or squads. One of the things that I have been very impressed with is Delta Squad. I'm going to use Delta Squad as an example here, because little do they know, Delta Squad has become the genesis of a massive sociological project that either it's going to scale into something interesting or it's going to be a beautiful disaster. I think it's going to be awesome. And this is the second founding. So for those of you that are unaware of Delta Squad, and of course I will never reveal the Delta Squad secret, at the founding of Goonswarm, way back in fucking 2005, late 2005, early 2006, there were the Greek letter squads. These were just purely arbitrary social groups that were not told to anybody as you do this or you do that or you do another thing. You got Epsilon and Gamma and Theta and Delta and Sigma. And each of these groups ended up self-organizing and doing something. Delta Squad was fallow for a while, and then, with the sounding of the horn, many of their old leadership came back, and it turned out that these badass motherfuckers became some of our best special teams tornado sniping squads. And if you had told me that 2 years ago, the Delta Squad would come back and be playing a critical role as, you know, snipers, like, what the fuck, right? Well, that's exactly the kind of what the fuck that we want, because if you think about it, that is a perfect expression of finding your F2. Well, what's different about these social squads? What's different about these things? Diogenes, for years, has been hammering me on the fact that it is very difficult for people who are just joining this organization to find social groups, to find mentors, to get plugged in. If you're on this fireside, if you're listening to it, you're already plugged in. You're on a fucking fireside. You're hanging out on Elysium. You know people. You make friends. But one of the things that Diogenes pointed out was, for a lot of our people, it is very difficult to get into that first group, to make that first friend, to get that first mentor. And it's a lot easier to train people to learn how to find their F2 and do more than just being a F1 monkey phoning it in if they're part of a SIG or a squad or a group or something. So how do we get there? How do we make people who have not yet made friends, who have not yet found a way into a jabber chat or something, how do we get them into an organization that is a little bit more like Delta? And I don't want a bunch of copies of Delta. I do not want a bunch of, I mean, it would be nice to have multiple groups with sniping tornado groups, but the point about Delta is that they self-organized. They figured out what they were going to do themselves. They figured out their own leaders. They figured out their own gimmicks, and they taught each other how to do a thing, and then they got better at it, and cool stuff happened. Okay, great. Fast forward 15 years. It's not 2006. We have a vast organization. There are now, even with a time zone change, 920 of you listening to me herf blurfs about this on a fireside. How do you do something like that that scales? So we are doing what we're calling the second founding, and this is going to be interesting. And it is only going to affect 600 of you to begin with. Only 600 of you. You have already been selected for this. This is the Proto Squad project. What we are going to be doing is Anominate and the devs have been working together, and they have found a way to pick 200 at a go, humans who have been active on Strat Paps in the last 30 days. Some of you will get this invite. Some of you will not. We are founding three initial second founding squads. We are giving them placeholder names. 200 at a go, active of our people, are going to be invited into each of these. Innominate, could you go ahead and press the button, please? So we're going to be having three squads, each with 200 actives in them. We're going to let you can join and leave these things once they get going. Nobody is going to be stuck in a squad. Just like Delta, just like Theta, you can find your home. But to the initial second founding thing, before we scale this up to thousands of people, we are going to start with three. They are going to be Groucho, Chico, and Harpo. We intentionally selected just sort of random Marx Brothers names because the whole idea is you will be added into these if you're lucky. If you're lucky, into these proto squad groups, and then you will be expected to do whatever the hell you feel like. You first task will obviously be to pick your name if you want to have a name, but who knows? Maybe it won't be picking your name. Maybe you'll figure out leaders. Maybe in one of these three channels, these guys will just sort of stare awkwardly at each other and nothing will happen. It'll die on the vine. And maybe in another one, everybody becomes friends and they take off and what have you. This was not intended to be a Marx joke, but it works that way. And obviously, there's not enough Marx Brothers to scale that for as many proto squads as we have. So let me go ahead and take a look at it and see. Alrighty, here we go. The Mucklocker buttons have been pressed. Innominate has done the thing. Innominate, could you explain to people what they should expect to see happening here in a moment? He's got to find his unmute button. I will unmute him. I've unmuted you, Innominate.
There we go. Thank you. So once this fires, everyone who is added to the groups will be getting an invite to the channel.
Sort of anticlimactic, but if the system works, and we'll see once we see people pile into them. So this is something that's going to start small. It is these three groups. We expect people to be able to move between them when they get going. So like once we do the second founding thing, if you end up in a group that you don't like, you can move between these just like you can any other Sigger squad. The goal of this is not really aimed at you guys who are on a fucking fireside already. Like if you're here and you're turning up to this, like it's cool if you can get involved in this and if you want to do this, but we need to make it easier within the Imperium for people to make friends and get involved in these initial social groups, which is why one of the reasons why we're doing this is you're going to find automatic randomized invites to these things. And then once we scale it up, if it works, that will be a thing where people join the Imperium and they will end up in a second founding squad by default. And then they can find their feet, make some friends. And then if they find that whichever one they ended up in was not to their tastes, they can move around and find their people. But we need to make it easier for people to get linked up. Not just because it's a better thing to do for the society, but also because it allows us to turn these things into incubators for stuff like Delta Squad, for people to learn how to do their F2s, to make more friends, to ask questions, not in front of an audience of 1,200 people in Elysium. If they just want to, you know, ask a dumb question or a thing that they're afraid is dumb, it'll be an easier place for them to do that. So I'm going to be monitoring this closely once things start going. And I think we probably have a 5-minute wait before the muck locker sinks. We will see. I have listened closely. I have no idea what the second founding means. Laughing my ass off. Yeah. So if you weren't part of early Goon Fleet and not part of one of the Greek letter squads, you're going to just be completely confused and no idea what the fuck we're talking about. And that's okay. And it's also possible that this will faceplant terribly. I don't think it will. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this. We are going to expect some things to break initially, and then we'll duct tape those things together before we scale this up to everyone. So if this works with our first three proto squads, the second founding, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo, and whatever names you guys end up picking for each other, then we will scale this up across the Imperium. Can we sell pings from our new social squads for $12 billion a month? Is the lottery done already? Yes. If you've been picked, you've been picked. I don't even know who they are. Like, I don't know. I haven't looked at the list. Anomaly has picked out of people who have been active in the last 30 days on Strat Paps. People have been turning up on fleets and doing things. 600 people have been picked for this. I don't know whether you're lucky and it's something to be proud of, or it's an, oh shit, wow, we're going to throw you into a weird situation. We're going to find out. It's going to be wild. I haven't seen any, don't worry, I haven't seen anybody actually filter in the channel. From what I understand, mucklockers take like 5 minutes. Anomaly, can you set expectations here? Because I don't understand the IT aspect of it.
It's supposed to have run. I'm not sure why it doesn't seem to have added anyone.
Womp womp. Yeah. Okay. Poor Anomaly. I put him on this and I put him on the spot in front of everyone and asked him to press the button, and anyway, so this is why we're doing this with three to start instead of doing it with 32 to 50 different groups to start, because when we looked into this project, it turns out there's a lot of you fuckers, and that's fantastic, but imagine trying to make more than 30 proto squads all at once. It would be a fucking nightmare. So if you were one of the lucky 600 that got picked for the initial three, congratulations, you're the prototype squads, and we're going to figure out what the fuck happens and try to make stuff not break or break. And then everybody else gets to be the middle children. All right. So while we wait for the cron job, or whatever it is, can we talk about how laggy the Affordable Care page has been lately? Did you upload one of your posts? That's a good question. But more seriously, we can take a look at that. I know one of the things that was interesting was to see that there is like a Mumble failover like broadcast system that the dudes added. We saw that earlier in the week. We didn't have that before. I think that's a really cool thing that they deserve a shout out for. Have I seen the latest song? I was watching it earlier. Actually, look to your left. Seriously, if you could go ahead and post that here in Elysium. The Wrecking Ball track is amazing. I don't know where he finds these people to sing these things. These things are amazing. Once it starts working, we will send an announcement or something so that the people know. I know it's terrible to tell you guys, hey, only 600 of you are going to get a golden ticket. And it might be a shit-colored ticket. I don't know whether it's going to be good or bad. We're going to find out. And now we're all sort of like twiddling and waiting to see who gets in there. But don't worry, nobody's in there. A nominate is going to be fixing or doing whatever it is that's required. So one of the other questions for people talking about finding their F2, Nina Blaze just mentioned this, and I think it's very important. We are still doing and will continue to be doing the irregular stuff. There are a lot of SIG squads and corporations, and possibly some of these second founding squads are going to hopefully be getting involved in the irregular stuff too once shit gets going. So as you guys know, this is why we're talking about headhunters. This is why we're talking about resistance and delve. This is why we're talking about lining up the next Titan battle for us, is that we're in the situation now where every opportunity you have to shoot the bad guys, to hack the bad guys' stuff, to do stuff in Delve, to fight back, to join fleets, to join your regular groups, to join anything that is moving the football or pushing back against these guys is going to be fantastic. As you guys know, F2OY is gone. If you thought that there was going to be any kind of like retreat or escape, I know that our enemies have been telling us this entire time that we are going to run for Saren and we're going to run for the hills. We're going to get out of here. That is obviously not happening. The only way out is through. And conveniently, it's just a lot easier to look at the situation and be chill about it if you see what's happening to Legacy, because we can afford to replace our losses. They cannot afford to lose 5 or 6 regions and then colonize Delve because we ain't leaving. So, heh. Oh, here we go. Groucho. Congratulations, boys and girls. Groucho is actually starting to get some people. So if you see some invites starting to pop up from Jabber, Groucho was the very first one. And I see Chico and Harpo now too. Okay. It is happening. So I don't know who's getting this. You were completely randomly selected. If you are, and here, I want to set expectations here. If you are already overloaded with a whole bunch of other stuff and you happen to be added to one of these squads, we're not going to be directing you to do X, Y, and Z. The whole point of this is we're going to put 200 humans at a go that are active and engaged in our organization into a room together, and we're going to ask them to figure out whether they like each other. We're going to ask them to figure out a name. Once you guys figure out a name for your squad, and it doesn't have to be immediately, you can take as long as you want, but once you figure out how to call yourselves, what you want to do, whatever that is, you can sort that out later. Once you figure out a name, we will then give you a sub forum, just like all of the other squads. Once you figure out who you are, we'll make you a sub forum and we'll go from there. And yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. Some of you will already know each other. Some of you will already be friends. This is cool. But the thing is, it's going to be interesting, and sort of the hope for this is, again, it's not necessarily the Fireside audience. If you're hearing this and you're on the Fireside and you're getting in there, that's fucking awesome. But one of the aims here, and where we, if you're listening to this on Fireside, this is an opportunity for you to help the society, is we want to find a way, and that's why we're doing automatic invites to these Jabber channels, is we want to get the folks that aren't necessarily plugged in, that aren't necessarily having friends, that aren't necessarily in a squad. Maybe they only hang out in their corpse. Maybe they just have director bot open and that's it. And we want to find a way to get people to be able to make friends and to learn how to do the F2 thing and be better informed and all that sort of stuff. So that's really sort of where we're headed with this. And then we're going to see what fucking grows in these gardens. Any updated news on eVegas? Holy fuck, do I miss partying and traveling with you nerds. I am really just hoping against all hope, and I think that with the way that we're seeing the vaccine production, at least in Freedomland, you know, eVegas is looking way better just because they're shitting out vaccine supplies over here. So, you know, it's entirely possible that by October it's going to be safe enough over here to do something. I can't speak to the rest of the world. Unfortunately, I mean, the plague sucks. We all hate it. We all miss each other. We all want to get together and party like motherfuckers. When we can get together and party like motherfuckers, we are going to roll hard. It's going to be some roaring 20s rolling hard. It's going to be great. But we have to hold out until we get there. I am increasingly confident about eVegas happening this year, though. I am not confident about all of our friends from overseas being able to make it over to eVegas, but I think that within the United States, based at the current rates of vaccinations that we're seeing, that we should be in a different world by October. Famous last words. Masks, we will absolutely probably still have to wear masks indoors, but I'm fine to party with masks on. Like, whatever, I'm a fucking adult. My dick isn't going to shrink because I'm wearing a mask. Anyway, let me take some questions here. We've got people. If you didn't make it into one of the three proto squads, don't worry. This is unless the initial three proto squads in the second founding, like, fuck it up completely, shit the bed, or go disaster area stuff, this is something where we want to figure the system out, answer the questions that the initial three squads have, guide them through it and sort of, you know, make the initial mistakes, the initial failures, the initial faceplants, patch things together, and then we'll scale it up. What is fascinating about this project was when we're like, hey, you know, Diogenes, again, saying for years, we need to find a way to make it easier for people to make friends. We need to find it easier for people to get from that first, I'm not in any channels, to getting into some channel and making social contacts with people beyond just in-game corp chat. How do we do that? And then when we looked into this, it's like, my God, it's thousands and thousands of people. Holy crap. Because you have to keep these at a certain level of people. You can't put 500 people in a channel and expect them to make friends because of Dunbar's number. Anyway, I might be over-explaining this shit, guys, because this is kind of my jam, is the large-scale human organization and trying to get groups to work together more effectively for the common good, all that stuff. As you can see, I'm excited about it. Dungar's number. Hi, I am having a hard time engaging in some squads and sigs. I'm a newbie. I'd like to do something aggressive, something like small gang at PvP. That's perfect. That's exactly the kind of thing that we're looking to do. I would suggest taking a look at the recruitment center in general, or you can just, you know, throw up a red flag like you have right there. Your name is Literature Myth, and you're looking to get involved in sigs and squads. So you're already doing the right thing by just saying, hey, like, I would like to get involved more. We need to do a better job as a society of reaching those people who we haven't reached yet, right? You know, again, you're here, you're on a fucking fireside, you're listening to this, you're talking in Elysium, and you're already like plugged in and engaged at a minimum level. But there's tons of people that haven't even found their SIG or their squad or their friends. Are there any new doctrines coming up? I'm not going to talk about that because that is a future plans question. Every time that CCB moves the football in terms of tweaking things doctrine-wise, we will usually change to adapt, though. Like, we don't, like, stick around with a... as you guys can see, battleships have been favored more against hacks recently. We've been having lots of Baltic fleets. That's fantastic. Obviously, for Keepstar defense fights, that's usually going to be rocks or Ferroxes. I would absolutely encourage everybody to have a Baltic and a rock in their hangar if they can. All right. What do I think of FRT hunting AOM in their home region? I think that in general, you're seeing just a tremendous war fatigue across the game in the non-Imperium side. We're completely invested in this thing because we have to be, right? Like, it's our space that's getting attacked. The puppies are talking about how we're awful people. We are invested and engaged. But groups that are like FRT have pre-existing rivalries with AOM that long predate this war. And I think what you're seeing is... well, I don't want to say too much about what I think we're seeing, because that would, unfortunately, it's weird. The bad guys do listen to basically every fireside that I do religiously, as well as the meta show. So I have to kind of be careful about putting cards on the table as to like where I see things. But I think that FRT attacking AOM is a perfect illustration of the level of good feeling and allied spirit that exists between PanFam and Legacy. I mean, you guys can see that PanFam is trying to blow up as much as they're of our shit as they can, while Legacy has us burning their regions down behind them as they, quote, move into Delve, unquote, and we do not leave Delve. So whenever there is a hell war like this with three blocks entering, that means that two blocks will leave. If Legacy wants to feed themselves into the wood chipper here in Delve, while PanFam shoots at our keep stars while under jammers in complete safety, while we wait for them to fuck up and have an opportunity like we did in M2 to take them out again, then heh. It looks at the current rate, I think Impasse is probably going to be torched fully inside of like a week. MNC is gone, Faith Avalis is falling, Impasse is falling. If you guys haven't seen the news from earlier in the week, the GETAC iHub went down. GETAC was the main Brave staging system, their version of 1DQ1. So, heh. And yes, in case, I mean, this is actually kind of funny because I've never, this is like a Cortez burns the ships kind of scenario. There is no evac route. They blew up F2OI. That means there's no escape. You can only fight. The only way out is through. I've been saying that we're going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to see through this. We're going to see this fucking thing through to the absolute end of it. But if you wanted to scream and run for the exits and retreat, sorry, you can't. F2OY has been blown up. They have destroyed our golden bridge of retreat. I'm sure Vili was an expert on Sun Tzu. So congratulations. We're winning, or we're visiting Valhalla, or maybe both. I think we're going to win. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made the decisions that I've made. We will see. But now you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to worry your pretty little heads about an evacuation plan, because there is none. It's win or die. It has always been win or die. Since fucking July 2020, it has been win or die. We are absolutely consistent in what we've been saying about the course of this war since before it even officially started. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. We do have a meta show this week. It's going to be me and Brisk, and we're going to be having a... I think it's going to make the bad guys very angry, because it did last time we did this. Again, shout out to Cypher Lionheart for... Cypher, I don't know how to pronounce his name. It looks sort of anime Cypher Lionheart, whatever. Great job in compiling all of the legacy burning down stuff into that daily update thread. We're not just going to be talking about any random things that are happening. We're going to be going through all of those nuances on the show. I expect that the bad guys will be very angry, because we're supposed to be afraid of a Keepstar blowing up and then run for cover. Like, we don't have tons of Keepstars, like, whatever. I'm hoping we get a chance to take another whack at their Titan fleet soon, or that they try to bring it to 1DQ1. We will have to see. So for now, I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you all for coming. I'm going to be focusing on the proto squad. So if you are one of those 600 people that have been thrown into Groucho, Chico, or Harpo, we don't know what you guys are going to do. We're going to be watching you closely. We're not going to be giving you specific directions as to what to do, because the whole point is that you become sort of a self-organizing squad, or you don't, and it's a terrible disaster, and we learn from that and we fix it for the next one. So yeah, thank you for coming. Meta show will begin in the top of the hour, whatever that is, 23 minutes. And I will see you next week. Back to war.